Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, we got a busy show here today, and you know it'll get busier after the inauguration. Later on in the show, joining us as he does the third Wednesday of every month will be Gary Silverman of Blue Prairie Group Wealth and Management Investment Group that will focus on mortgages. But let's open up with a very hot topic, and that is the subject of medical marijuana. Joining us, as he has in the past, is Dr. Stuart Titus. That's T-I-T-U-S, Dr. Stuart Titus. He's the CEO of Medical Marijuana. I want to give you the symbol. It's traded over-the-counter, M as in mother, J as in Jack, N as in nothing, A as in arrogant. I don't know how I come up with those. He is going to talk about this. I want to give you the website first. It's medicalmarijuanainc.com. And, Stuart, it's so great to have you back. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Today we're going to you're going to be talking about some of your investments, but why don't you just proceed this with some opening remarks about the company, where you're going, and anything new since last time we chatted.
Well, again, thank you so much for allowing me to come on this morning. And our company, Medical Marijuana Incorporated, has been public since March of 2009, so we're the premier company in this medical marijuana industrial hemp space. And even though our name seems to indicate that we're in the medical cannabis business, but most of our focus is in the non-psychoactive cannabinoids, like cannabidiol in particular, where we brought the first nutraceutical products to the world markets going back to 2012. And our company currently has four divisions that are in nutraceutical sales of these hemp-based CBD products, and then two investments in up-and-coming biotech portfolio companies that are researching pharmaceutical development of cannabinoids.
Where is the industry heading? I mean, it appears from the average person's point of view that with the new laws and regulations, it's beginning to explode. Where indeed is it on that continuum, and where does your company stand?
Well, we're certainly excited about the fact that we now have 29 U.S. states with actual medical cannabis laws on books, and now 17 with what are called CBD-only laws. So in 46 to 50 states, you can get some type of legal cannabis for another, which I think bodes very well. Now, individuals have been using this anecdotally for years, you know, assisting them with everything from sleep, inflammation, pain, and just a number of uses. And certainly we're excited about the fact that there is some real therapeutic benefit to all forms of cannabis, and to be able to research this out, prove this to the scientific and research community, the benefit of these extracts from the cannabis plant called cannabinoids and how amazingly therapeutic they are. You know, we really think we're positioned quite well for the future. And, of course, if and when our federal government decides to legalize cannabis, or at least deschedule, reschedule it, this may open opportunities for us to enter into that space and potentially find ways to invest in companies or profit from ongoing cannabis-based operations. But certainly we see a huge growing and developing marketplace within this CBD arena, and we're getting some statistics now from our Hemp Industries Association actually measuring the size of this market. But certainly we believe over time that this is going to expand exponentially as people just keep experiencing the benefits of these non-psychoactive natural botanical cannabinoids.
In terms of where your company's going from a financial point of view, your investments, specifically, could you delve into them in areas like Latin America, Mexico, Brazil, and Chile? It may be a kind of a long question, but it's a focus for you.
Sure. Of course, Latin America is a big focus for us. We were offered an amazing opportunity by the government of Brazil going back to April of 2014, and here we were able to bring the first cannabis-based product into a Latin American country, and this was done for a child who had an unfortunate medical condition called refractory epilepsy. This type of epilepsy was just resistant to any pharmaceutical treatment, and the family found that with our products, these products seemed to help control the young child's severe seizure disorders. And from that, our product has been now welcomed into the country of Brazil, available by doctor prescription and the necessary importation paperwork. But with that, the government has actually given us a blanket authorization for any doctor in the country to write a prescription for this particular condition and utilize our product. Going further, I think this opens up wonderful research opportunities for us for many other neurological disorders that may fall in this category. And I think this is something that we'll be doing ongoing clinical research into some of these additional neurological conditions. Beyond Brazil, going to February 1st, 2016, our products were similarly welcomed into the country of Mexico. Again, families with children with epilepsy were petitioning the government to allow our products come in, and so the families could possibly try these products, see if these may control seizure disorders, and we had to develop a specialty-type product for this particular market, and this product would actually qualify for World Anti-Doping Standards as the first cannabis-based product to so qualify. So, all our U.S. military, our truck drivers who are regularly drug-tested, our police and the military personnel, sport athletes, et cetera, could all take this product without fear of failing a drug test. So we're certainly excited about that. And then May 15th of last year, 2016, the government of Paraguay similarly brought our products into the country again for treatment of refractory epilepsy in children. So with that, we certainly have a great presence down in Latin America. We're at the moment going through product registration, and we'll soon hopefully have a registered product within these Latin American countries that we think will just boost our status further with the medical community and allow us to continue our clinical development program. So we're certainly excited about our investment in HempMeds Brazil and HempMeds Mexico and all these developing Latin American nations who are coming on to hemp-based CBD products. So beyond our Latin American operations, our other portfolio company that's in the nutraceutical sales, which is a direct selling company called Canaway, has been a nice investment for Medical Marijuana Incorporated. The company purchased this December 2014 after it was incubated, and ongoing operations have proved quite beneficial for the company's bottom line. The company, since we brought on new management for Canaway going back to March of 2016, has really done an exemplary job growing sales on a month-over-month basis. Certainly, Canaway and HempMeds are now competing for the company's largest sales in terms of nutraceuticals, and we're very excited about having these potential opportunities available to investors. Going further into the pharmaceutical side, we have investments in two up-and-coming biotech firms, Axim Biotechnologies, ticker symbol AXIM on the over-the-counter markets, as well as in Canna Life Sciences, a private company that may soon be public, and people can get more information there at www.cannalife.com. And I can go on further about some of the
Let me just quickly, you got about a minute, maybe even a little less, if you could just quickly discuss your funding situation and whatever you want to talk about on financials. The symbol is AXIM. Go.
Thanks so much. Yes, Axim, we have a board meeting coming up in New York tomorrow to discuss ongoing clinical trials, three prongs of this clinical trial portion with a medicated chewing gum with cannabinoids, a unique and interesting delivery method. But certainly we believe that there's a great future in the research, and we're certainly funding well into Axim. We've just recently put $2.7 million into additional clinical development, so we're certainly looking forward to researching the therapeutic aspects of these cannabinoids.
All right. Great to have you on, as always, Dr. Stuart Titus, CEO of Medical Marijuana. The symbol is MJNA. One of the subsidiaries, I gave you that, of Axim Biotech, I gave you that as well. MedicalMarijuanaInc.com. Wish you great success moving ahead in the treatment of all these people who really need it.
Thanks so much for the opportunity today.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, talk a little about what's going on in politics, and then we'll move over to mortgages. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
On the bank of the river, stood running bare.
Oh, you Laurie faded that out so fast.
I'm sorry, Stu.
I love that.
Well, I'm just doing my job.
Can I hear it after the show? Do you know that song, Running
Bear? I don't know that song.
Oh, I'll tell you, want a love song? The ultimate tragic love affair? Oh, you'll be crying if you listen to that song.
Well, that's why I shut it off. So
Running Bear, Johnny Preston. All right. Well, where do I begin? We got the inauguration on Friday. Oh, I'm loving it. You know, I am loving it. I am loving watching all the sufferers suffer and suffer. You can say, what a terrible person. They deserve it. I'm enjoying it. And this administration is vindictive in any way it can be. Don't slam the door on the way out, Barry. What he did yesterday, it didn't surprise me. It's just disgraceful. First of all, you had all the release of all those from Guantanamo. Now you got over 1,300 felons and convicts released. One of them was a participant in some South America action to overthrow the government, a bona fide killer and terrorist who would not admit to anything and was sentenced to 50 years. He'd get out. But how about Chelsea Manning? Oh, come on, will you? How about Bradley Manning? This craziness. I'm sorry. I guess I'm from a different generation. It's Bradley Manning to me. What he did was sell out the secrets of the United States of America. Whether he turned them over to WikiLeaks, well, I'm sure he did, is not the issue. From the reports that I have seen, Taliban went about, from all the sources that they saw in these leaked documents, people who just look like the descriptions of the agents, they just randomly killed. And what is this? Can't say it. Can't say it on radio. What does Barry Obama do? He releases him. He's in his press conference today. I mean, is it one press conference and one farewell conference after another? He's going to explain why it won't matter. Question is, what's he going to do in the last couple of days? Whose face is he going to stick it in then? And it's always in the face of the American people. David Petraeus doesn't get a pardon. Bradley Manning gets commutation. I am not for one second endorsing what David Petraeus did. He was led by a drive that a lot of men deem uncontrollable. It's not an excuse. It's a fact. I don't think anybody out there thinks that David Petraeus had won or hurt his country. He did one really stupid thing. But I don't see any pardon for him. It kind of reminds you of the days when Eric Holder released Mark Rich, who made billions selling oil, et cetera, to Saudi Arabia. And it was, that was okay. It was okay with Bill Clinton. Well, of course, he had a little thing or allegedly going with Mark Rich's wife. Good-looking lady. But, you know, everything seems to be a quid pro quo. If it's not a quid pro quo, then why is the Clinton Initiative, the global initiative, which I've attended twice, dissolving? It's not getting donations. You know why? Because there is no more quid pro quo. It is a disgrace. And now we're just waiting to see. There are very few left on Guantanamo. Obama couldn't get them out. He's trying desperately in his last 72 hours to do it. Bradley Manning. Chelsea Manning. Come on. It's, and you know, one of the reasons of the release, he/she was apologetic. Had misgivings. Do you think every first degree killer, every killer guilty of first degree murder in this country wouldn't get up and say that to get released? I want to tell you the guy in the White House is the leader in terms of being the most disgraced American citizen, if he is indeed an American citizen, in maybe the history of this country. I don't know how I could make it any more plain than that. And the damage he's doing in his remaining last weeks are just, it's just unforgivable. Over 50 members of the Democrat Party have pulled out from going to the inaugural, and Trump said, that's fine, we get tickets. Anybody on the show who wants tickets, why don't you call Trump's office? The BS that goes on is just, I mean, it's beyond reality. John Lewis, stop calling him an icon and a hero. You know, the real heroes to me, people who served in the war, who risked their lives, are firefighters, our police. These are the real heroes. John Lewis, it's funny, with his great memory, serving 16 terms in Congress in Georgia, how he first said that it was the first inauguration that he wasn't going to attend. His nose grew about 6 inches after that. He couldn't remember that he didn't go to the George W. Bush inauguration. And I don't care whether he did or whether he didn't. He's absolutely lying about this. Tell me, in a million years, you couldn't remember going to someone's inauguration. This is what we have to contend with. And I say, and I've said it yesterday, I won't be saying it every day because they'll have to put me in a straitjacket. Fight fire with fire. The mistake that conservatives, Republicans make, people to the right of center in this country, is that they try to compromise with despots, with nitwits, with people whose ideology is so extreme. You can't compromise. So you have to take the battle right to the field. And for that, I congratulate Donald Trump. There's no fear. He doesn't care. He's going to do what he thinks is right. Yeah, there's this insane side of him, and I go through this every day, and I don't like it. Maybe Mad Dog Mattis is the only way to get him to stop sending these tweets. I don't care about the tweets. I just care about him to people like Alec Baldwin, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Meryl Streep, Rosie O'Donnell. Those are the, that's what he really should stop. And if we have to live with it, we'll live with it. I've lived with being on the golf course for 8 years, although I haven't been on it once. I lived with Bill Clinton and all his sexual predatory behaviors. I haven't been involved in any of them. I live with them. All right, let's talk about mortgages. Enough about politics. We've got plenty to do on that. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Live stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, the secret history of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor, love being on his show.
All right, we return. It is kind of a fixture on this show. It has been for, a year and a half. And I appreciate all the great feedback we get. That's why we continue to do this. Gary Silverman, Managing Partner, Chief Investment Officer of the Blue Prairie Group, with offices in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Salem, San Francisco, and Tampa, is joining us. They're a great wealth management group. I'm just putting this in here. I'm not on to endorse anybody. Your reputation is outstanding. And if you go to blueprairiegroup.com, I'll put my reputation on the line if anybody is interested in procuring more information. And if not, then I hear from a lot of people who go to the website and say great, and a lot who listen to the shows and say, boy, I learned a lot. Here we go, Gary. It's always wonderful to have you back.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's my pleasure, as always, to be with you.
Let's talk about mortgages and the state of them today, and the fact that now that we're seeing a recovery in this economy, you know, not all indicators go the same way. Do we want a strong dollar? Do we want a weak dollar? Do we want higher interest rates? Do we not? One of the consequences, of course, is the increased rates in mortgages that we've seen. An overall view. If you want to just chat about that and your general advice before you get more specific on what people should do.
Yeah, rates are going up, as you know, and that really affects people who are looking to get a mortgage or refinance a mortgage. So I think it's important to put things in a broader context. We hear a lot from our clients about a little bit of alarm in their voice about rates going up and a little bit of panic. Rates right now on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage are just under 4%. They were just over 4% last week. 15-year is at just over 3%. Historically, these are still very, very, very low rates. Even when they tick up a little bit, a quarter of a point, they're still very low. I'd like to remind everybody that in 1981, rates were 18.5% for mortgages. So you compare this to that, and rates are still very cheap. They're going to stay cheap for a very long time, even though they are going up. And if you have the opportunity now to get a mortgage, if you're looking to buy a home and to lock in a mortgage, you know, now's a good time to lock in a 30-year long-term fixed-rate mortgage, because they do seem to be ticking up. And the same for a refinance. To refinance, if you're in a variable-rate mortgage, or just looking to refinance if you're in a higher rate mortgage. Even though rates have gone up over the last couple of months and over the last couple of years, still a great time to refinance. Rates are still very
low. Decisions to make. I mean, do I get a fixed mortgage? Do I get a variable rate mortgage? How do people make this determination?
Great question. There's some rules of thumb that you can use. So generally speaking, for an adjustable rate mortgage, rates will be less in the early part of the mortgage. If you have a 5-year, what's called ARM, an adjustable rate mortgage, or a 7-year ARM, what that means is for the first 5 years or 7 years, respectively, the rate is what it is, and then after that it can go up based on what's generally called a reference rate, whether it's prime or LIBOR or some well-published interest rate, and a spread over that rate. So rates could go up. They start out cheap. So if you're going to be, if you expect to be in a home for 5 years downtown before you move to the suburbs to a better school district for the kids or anything like that, then an ARM, an adjustable rate mortgage, might make sense, because you get the really cheap rates while you're in the home, and then you sell the home before the rates kick up. But if you're going to be in a home for 20, 30 years, this is your home that you're going to be in forever, taking an adjustable rate mortgage could pose a lot of risk, because if rates go up 5 years from now, and I don't know anyone who can predict rates a year from now, let alone 5 years from now, but you're taking a lot of risk that rates could go really high. Better to lock in the long-term rate right now if you plan to be in the home for a while. And that's kind of the general way that I would recommend people.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's yeah, very commonsensical. And you being a wealth management company and advising people how to appropriate their money, I mean, this is, you know, this is so critical. Sometimes it's easy, you can make it fast, but boy, it's like the market, which goes down faster than it goes up. You can lose it quickly. People should manage their own money. They don't. Part of this, many don't. Part of this is, and it all factors into the individual situation. You buy a home. How much of a mortgage should I put down? What kind of wealth or assets do I have so that I can say I don't want any mortgage? Is there some barometer here?
So here's where I'm going to say something that's going to seem counterintuitive to everything else I've ever said on your show, which is mortgage debt is actually, at least in the current laws and all that, is good debt. And we encourage people to take out as much of a mortgage as they can afford. So as opposed to paying down as much as you can and having as small a debt as you can, take out as large a mortgage as you can and keep it for as long as you can for what makes sense for your situation. So we would recommend a 30-year fixed rate mortgage if you're going to be in the home for a while. And the reason is there are a couple of reasons. First of all, the mortgage rate, they're low right now, so lock in a low rate, take the money that would have gone into the house, put it in the market, and over a 30-year horizon, you're much more likely to do better than what you have, than what you're paying in interest. Now, if you're only in the home for 2 or 3 years, then you're taking a lot of market risk. But if you're in the home for a long time, getting the low rate, putting the money in the market is one reason why you'd want to do it. You get the tax deduction on the interest in most cases. And there are very few, you know, tax deductions available for people who are earning wages. They're employed. They've got a regular W-2 type income. So it's a great way to get a tax deduction. And why would you want to cut that short? You can get the tax deduction. And the most important thing, Stu, and this is the one that I think is most often overlooked in a long-term plan, the rate of the mortgage is locked in. Your payment is locked in today's dollars. And you and I both know that inflation is a very squirrely thing. You don't see it. You don't feel it. The price of something goes up 2 or 3 cents on the dollar year over year. It doesn't feel like a lot. But over a 30-year period, the value of that dollar, you know, gets less and less. So you're paying with cheaper dollars as you go further. So 30 years from now, that $1,000 payment, monthly payment that seems so high right now, it's going to seem like nothing because inflation. So it's a great hedge on inflation. It's a great way of leveraging the difference between what you make in the market and what you pay in the interest rates, especially with rates being so low, and you get the tax deduction. So take as much mortgage out as you can afford with up to about a 20% down payment. When you go lower than 20%, rates start to go up because you can no longer qualify for Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I'm sorry, I had that backward. You know, you get lower rates when you're within their sort of parameters, and that's really 20% down. So that's the recommendation.
Good advice. What's confusing out there in terms of not just fixed and variable mortgages? You hear all these things about jumbo mortgages, reverse mortgages. Can you enlighten people? Because you watch these TV ads on reverse mortgages, and I think of so many of these older people who are just, everything that glitters looks like gold. No, that's not real. That's not reality.
That's true. They've got some really good people doing those ads nowadays, Fonzie and stuff. I gotta sort of smile at that. I feel like I'm getting older because I recognize these people. Oh, these are people that were from when I was watching TV when I was a kid. So, a couple of things. So a regular conventional mortgage is you're borrowing money using your home as collateral. Okay, that's a regular sort of normal money, normal mortgage. A jumbo mortgage is a normal mortgage that just happens to be bigger than what most people would get. generally speaking, a jumbo mortgage is anything more than $424,000 of mortgage, although in some major metropolitan areas that number is about $636,000. And the only thing that happens there is you no longer are in the parameters of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, so that your rates are probably going to be a little bit higher than they would be if you're not a jumbo mortgage, but that's all that the jumbo means. A reverse mortgage is something completely different. A reverse mortgage is where...
I'll tell you what, perfect timing to open our final segment with reverse mortgages. Returning perfect. Gary Silverman, Managing Partner, Chief Investment Officer, Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com. You'll get it all right there. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, I'm Harvey McKay, and author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I can't thank you enough, Stu. The interview, I didn't like it. I loved it. And I love the way you change lives. I love the way you prepare to win, the way you do your homework. I like to surround myself with winners, and really look forward to having dinner with you in Boston very, very soon. Best of luck to you.
There's a marvelous book that will be out shortly, and written by David Horowitz. Once a socialist has become a diehard conservative. I haven't got the name of the book in front of me, but it's about what we can expect for the upcoming Trump presidency, and it's apparently brilliantly written. Endorsed by everyone up and down the line, Rush Limbaugh, et cetera. And David Horowitz has been a guest on my show three times. He invited me to go on tour around the colleges, and I asked him if I could get protection. He was sort of tongue-in-cheek. I gracefully declined the tour around these violent left-wing academic environment institutions, but I will give you a date tomorrow of my I'm going to schedule an hour interview with David Horowitz. Okay, back right now with Gary Silverman, managing partner of the Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com, and talking about mortgages and really enlightening a lot of people out there. As we were heading to the break, Gary, we're about to talk about reverse mortgages, something people, older people, got to be very careful about.
Absolutely. This is one of those sort of products that's sold more than bought. I'll start by saying that reverse mortgages are a lot better now than they were 10, 15, 20 years ago. So they're not the sort of shabby, sharkish products that they were, but they're still not the panacea that they're made out to be. So you know, if you are 62 or older and you're hearing these commercials for reverse mortgages, it's not a panacea. Tread carefully. But for some people who have, you know, very bad credit, who are running thin on their assets, and as they get older and can't, making their monthly mortgage payments a real hard burden. A reverse mortgage is something that could be helpful. So I don't want to paint them as evil. They used to be, but they're not anymore. They are protected. The government's put in, the government doesn't necessarily do a lot of great stuff when it intervenes in markets, but in this case, they actually put in some good protections and made these products better. For those of your listeners too who don't know what a reverse mortgage is, it's basically you're putting the house, the equity in your home, up as collateral, and you're taking the mortgage payments. Instead of taking the money up front to buy the house, whatever equity you have in the house, you're basically using as collateral on an ongoing basis to get money on a monthly basis that's paid to you tax-free to help you pay for whatever, or at least to, so you don't have to make mortgage payments. That helps your cash flow. Or you could use it like a line of credit, just like you would a normal line of credit. The equity is there for you to tap if you have any unexpected expenses.
Gary, where is the best place to go for a mortgage? You know, I've never in my life considered a credit union. They go to a mortgage broker, a bank, what?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would start by looking online, bankrate.com, Zillow. I'm not recommending any of these sites. I'm not endorsing any of these sites per se, but those are some of the more common ones. You can get a sense of what mortgage rates are. I think the best approach is to look far and wide, do some homework, looking on the web. You can look at something like a lending tree, which is actually a lender. It doesn't just have information the way Bankrate does. So you can look at some of those. I would absolutely talk to an independent mortgage broker, one that's not affiliated with a specific lender. I had a situation with a client where I worked with a mortgage broker. This is a client based in Chicago. The mortgage broker found a lender in Queens, New York, who was looking to expand into the Midwest and was able to get my client about a quarter point cheaper than was available otherwise because this bank had a strategic interest in expanding. So,
yeah, when did you make that move down? With the difference of a half a point? I mean, what's the worthwhile break point to say I'm going to refinance?
So for a refinance, it depends on how long you're going to be in the house, but generally speaking, I would look at 3/8 of a point to a half a point, so 0.375 or 0.5% cheaper.
Okay, I got a couple of minutes. There's so much to talk about. Got a good friend of mine, just bought a house, intelligent guy. He didn't want to pay for title insurance. I said, you're a fool. It's a drop in the bucket for the protection it gives you.
Completely agree. Your friend was being foolish. I won't call him a fool because I don't know him. But
call him a fool. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, definitely get the title insurance. You have to know what you're buying. There have been so many cases where someone will come and challenge your legitimate ownership of the house. The money's already sunk. It's a legal battle you don't need, and it's pretty cheap. Don't be penny wise, pound foolish.
When should people pay off their mortgages early, or should they?
This is one of those areas, again, Stu, where I think our advice is different than the conventional wisdom. We don't think you should. As long as you've got the cash flow, you're better off keeping the low-rate mortgage. I guess when you should pay it off is if you are in a mortgage at 6, 7, 8% because you got it. You know, who knows when, and you didn't refinance it, and there's a small balance left, then pay it off because it's too expensive. But if you've
only have a minute. I can't even formulate the questions. Just close out here talking about debt-to-income ratio.
The debt, how much debt you can take versus how much income you have, it's just going to be one of the things that the banks look at that'll affect how low a rate you can get. You know, generally speaking, rule of thumb, you don't want to have more than 30% of your income going to your housing costs. So that's a good rule of thumb.
All right. And lastly, maybe we can squeeze this in. Maybe we can. How does the annual percentage rate differ from the interest rate?
Yeah, APR versus APY. The APY, the annual percentage yield, includes the intra-year interest, the compounding, which is a very important thing to look at. Bottom line, doesn't matter if you're looking at APR or APY, just make sure you're looking at the same number across your different lenders. If one's quoting APR, make sure you look at APR for all the rest of them. One's quoting
all right,
APY,
we got a lot in, and can't thank you enough for coming on, Gary Silverman.
Thank you so much, Stu.
My pleasure, Blue Prairie Group. Have a great day. Stu Taylor, we'll see you back here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.